Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today and we're looking at ADHD. Always
Correct.
seems to be something new to learn about ADHD, right?
Yeah, always something coming out, you know?
So we've got interesting stuff to cover. First up, some brand new research, actually, a press release about a cool new initiative. And then we're going to pair that with some excerpts from Davenport Psychology.
Okay.
They're a treatment provider, so their material's really practical. You know, what's ADHD actually like? How do you deal with it?
Right.
But before we even get into that, got to hit you with a statistic because this one always blows my mind. ADHD is way more common than folks think.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is it flies under the radar a lot, goes undiagnosed.
Yeah, that's a problem for sure.
Huge problem. And that's kind of what today's deep dive is all about. Why that early detection matters so much.
Definitely. I mean, when you think about it, if you don't know what you're dealing with,
Right. It's like, how do you even start to address it?
exactly. And it can impact like everything, school, work, relationships, you name it.
So let's talk about this new research. This is out of Boston University, and they've launched this thing called the, it's got a bit of a mouthful of a name, the ADHD Detection Quality Improvement Initiative.
ADHD detection quality improvement?
Yeah, they could have workshopped that name a little more, huh?
Right. Like catchy acronym is missing here.
Totally. But okay, name aside, what they're doing is really interesting. It's not like they invented some fancy new test for ADHD.
Oh, so not like blood test or brain scan or anything.
Nope, nothing like that. What they're focused on is improving how we use the tools we already have.
Okay. So it's more about like the system itself, making sure we're using those tools effectively, especially in those busy primary care settings.
Exactly. Streamlining the process, making sure nothing slips through the cracks, because that's where a lot of kids end up falling behind, you know.
Yeah, it makes sense. And in this case, they specifically mentioned they're using something called the PSC-17.
BSC-17.
Yeah, it's like a checklist, right?
Yep.
Helps flag potential ADHD cases so those kids can get a closer look.
Right. And that's huge GE. Think about it. You're a parent, you've been noticing your child struggling, maybe acting out in class, can't seem to focus. And for years, you've been wondering what's going on.
And maybe even getting blamed for it, like it's a parenting issue or something.
Exactly. It's frustrating, it's heartbreaking. But then finally, with this system in place, they get screened, they get evaluated, and bam, there's an answer.
Answers. That's got to be such a relief.
Oh, absolutely. And it opens the door to getting the right support, the right treatment. It can really change the trajectory of their life.
Wow. So, okay, early detection is key. But let's back up a bit. What is ADHD actually? Like, I think a lot of people still picture that, you know, stereotypical kid bouncing off the walls image.
Right, and it's so much more nuanced than that. This Davenport Psychology material does a good job breaking it down. They talk about the core features, which are, like you said, that inattention, the hyperactivity, and impulsivity.
Right. But how is that different from just, you know, being a kid? Kids are naturally kind of energetic and easily distracted sometimes.
Right, and that's the key. With ADHD, these things have to be like persistent and significant. It can't just be like, oh, they were fidgety for 5 minutes at one time. It's got to be interfering with their life, you know, at school, at home, with friends.
Okay, so it's really about the impact it has, not just the presence of those traits.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
about how much it disrupts their ability to function. And even then, it can look different in every kid.
Right. Some might be more inattentive, some might be super hyperactive.
Exactly. And that's part of what makes diagnosis so tricky. It's not just a yes or no kind of thing. And that's why this research out of Boston is so cool, you know, trying to fine-tune those tools, catch those kids who might otherwise slip through the cracks.
Yeah, because imagine going through life not knowing, right? Thinking you're just lazy or something, when it's actually something else entirely.
Right. And it doesn't go away when you become an adult either.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that earlier. ADHD in adults, that's a whole other layer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Davenport Psychology has a bunch of articles specifically on that, which is great because, like I said, it can present differently.
Yeah, like how would it show up in an adult?
Well, you might see things like difficulty concentrating at work or problems with organization and time management. Even relationship issues can sometimes stem from undiagnosed ADHD.
Wow, that's a lot to think about. I mean, who hasn't struggled with those things at some point?
Right. But for someone with ADHD, it's chronic, it's pervasive, and it really impacts their quality of life. That's why getting that accurate diagnosis is so important.
Okay, so let's talk about that. This Davenport material, they really stress that both diagnosis and management need to be handled by experts, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's not something you can just Google and figure out on your own. It takes a trained professional to assess the whole picture, look at all the factors involved.
Right, because it's not like there's one magic solution for everyone with ADHD, is there?
Definitely not. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like this Boston Initiative, with all their different tools and approaches, treatment needs to be personalized too.
So what does that personalized treatment look like?
Well, it could be a combination of things, really. Therapy is often a key component, helping individuals develop coping strategies and learn how to manage their symptoms.
Right, the skills for organization, time management, all that stuff.
Exactly. And sometimes medication might be part of the picture too. But it's never just about popping a pill and calling it a day. It's about finding the right balance, what works best for that specific person.
You know, I noticed in their material that they talk about getting information from multiple sources, like not just the person themselves, but also parents, teachers, whoever's involved in their life.
That's so important. It's about getting a holistic view. Because remember, ADHD can impact every aspect of a person's life. So you got to look at the whole picture to find the best solutions.
And it probably also helps make the person feel less alone, right?
Okay. Like,
it's not just them. There's a whole team working to support them.
Totally. And that's where having those local resources, those experts in your community, makes such a difference. You know, we've been talking about this research from Boston, which is amazing. But at the end of the day, you need those boots on the ground, those people who can actually provide that personalized care.
Yeah, absolutely. So to sum all this up, it sounds like we've got some pretty big steps being taken towards better, more efficient ADHD diagnosis. That's got to be a huge relief for families, right?
Absolutely. Earlier diagnosis means earlier intervention, which can lead to better outcomes across the board.
And we've also, like, busted some myths about what ADHD actually is. It's not just about being hyper. It's way more nuanced than that. And it affects people of all ages, not just kids.
Exactly. And it needs to be addressed with a personalized, holistic approach, not a one-size-fits-all solution.
So here's a thought for everyone listening. We focused a lot on kids today, but like we said, ADHD doesn't just disappear when you grow up. If any of this has resonated with you, maybe it's worth exploring further. Even if you're an adult, you know it's never too late to get answers and find the support you need. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Sounds good.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.